Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to the cleaning business. If you're committed to growing your cleaning business, check out growmycleaningcompany.com and get all the good stuff you need to create the million-dollar cleaning company you've always dreamed of. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or have any feedback or questions for us, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or give us a ring, 480-648-5149. Share your feedback. Let us know. I'm excited to hear from you. Today, we are chatting with Chris Purnell from Cleaning Guys Company. Cleaning Guys serves the Norfolk, Virginia area with commercial cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Chris and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.cleaningguyscompany.com. And guys is spelled G-U-Y-Z. Chris, say hello to Clean Nation.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. How y'all doing?
I am already loving you. We're like 1 minute into the podcast, and I'm already digging your vibe, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mike. I'm a big fan of yours, brother.
Well, we've only been talking a little bit. I'm starting to be a big fan of yours. Let's hear about Cleaning Guys, man. How'd you get started, and what brought you into the business?
Well, what got me into the business, I was helping running someone else's business for about 3 to 5 years, three of those years kind of full-time running it, two of the years I was kind of being proned into it. And then I felt like I hit a ceiling, not on money, but just being the welcome of the business. It just didn't seem that I was where I should be in the business. It seems that the owner kind of had his hand out just a little bit, just enough. So I kind of felt like it was time for me to start my own. And that's what I did. I went out and started my own, and 4 years later, I'm up and running and trying to get more business.
Well, congrats, man. That's a cool story. And Cleaning Nation, what I would get from that is, man, make sure if you've got a key employer, an employee that is taking really good care of you, that you take really good care of them so they don't wander off and start their own gig. Good for Chris, but probably not good for your former employer.
Right. All right, cool. That's right. That's on the nose.
Well, hey, it's been 4 years. Tell us a little bit about your journey. Where did you start? Where are you at now? Give us a little bit of a background, if you would.
Okay, yes. I started off with actually just with one account and didn't have a real plan. And the guy had put his hands on me, and it was they sent me three more accounts, so I needed another person to help me out. And we did that for a while and grew to seven people. I got seven people on staff now and around 10 accounts, and we're rocking and rolling here.
Oh,
in
right.
Norfolk, Virginia.
That's an exciting, encouraging, I don't want to say story, but kind of experience, man. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yes, I appreciate you asking about it.
Cool, and you guys are all commercial, right?
All commercial, yes, sir.
Cool. And are you to the point where you're able to be out of the cleaning piece of it altogether, or are you still participating in some of that?
I am participating in some of that, and by choice as well. And I hear you talk about it all the time. You can't clean how you said you got to clean in your business, clean on your business, but not in your business.
Yes,
something like that. What's your clean statement?
Well, actually, totally transparent. I stole that from the great Michael Gerber. He said you got to work on your business and not in your business.
There it is. So a piece of it is by choice right now, but I'm working on getting out of that just a little bit more. But at this time, I think I just need to be there at this time. But as I'm starting to grow, I'm starting to try to get people in place for that. So I'm listening, Mike.
All right. Well, and I am going to encourage you, since I've got you live, I'm going to encourage you, my friend. It is just never to the benefit of the company to have the owner doing the cleaning. So if you love it and it's just something you're passionate about, you're the owner. You can do whatever you want. So if that's what you love, then, you know, God forbid me tell you to not do what you love. But just don't do what you love thinking that you're benefiting the company. You're definitely hurting the company if you're the owner and you're cleaning. So just be clear. If you're doing that because you want to do it and that's what you like doing, Godspeed. But if you just don't ever do it thinking this is how I can best serve my company, because that's just never going to be the truth.
Gotcha.
All right, cool. And I appreciate you being so coachable, man. The only reason I'm sharing is because I'm really I appreciate you sharing your story, and it's an inspiring story, and I just want to help wherever I can. So that said, what's going on in your life today or your company today that I can best help you with and best serve you?
Okay. Well, I'm spending about $5,000 in advertising, and it just doesn't seem like it's getting a gravitational pull that I need from customers. So I was wondering what can you tell me better or look at or, you know, rephrase it so we can get this train moving.
All right.
in the way it should.
I'm so glad that you asked that, because I get, from what you've told me, if you've got 10 accounts and you've got 7 employees, that's probably $5,000 bucks a month, probably a substantial portion of your total budget, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It does.
So I'm going to encourage you. The first thing that most people make a mistake on is they don't have an advertising budget and they don't reinvest in themselves and their company. That's cuckoo talk. The second problem they run into is where you're probably at, and I'm so glad we get to speak so I can hopefully save you some headache, and also Cleaning Nation, of course, is I spent a bunch of money in advertising. I went all in. I bet on myself. I invested, and I didn't get the return that I wanted, and then they swing the other way back to now I'm scared to invest in my company again, which can be devastating. So I'm so glad that we get an opportunity to talk, and I can help you kind of stay in a healthy middle and not have that I'm going to, because there's two ways you can get screwed on advertising. One is I'm not going to do it. I don't need a, you know, systematizable, repeatable system to attract clients. That'll kill you. And the second one is I'm going to spend a bunch of money and not hold it accountable for results. That'll kill you. So, I always prefer working with people that invest in themselves and already spending money in advertising and helping them make that work, as opposed to, you know, trying to arm wrestle them into investing in their own dang company. So you've got a good foundation to build on. So what, so I can give you a good coaching, what has the bulk of that, is that been over a bunch of different things that you're spending $5,000 bucks a month on, or has it basically been one thing, or what kind of results have you been getting?
It's just kind of all over the place, sporadically. I guess optimizing, email campaigns, trying to get ranked on Google, and doing Yelp, and doing, you know, it's just kind of all over the place.
Okay, so
that's where the money is going.
That's the first bit of coaching I'm going to give you, is what the goal that we're having, or the goal that we always have as owners of cleaning companies, is to have multiple streams of income that we can trust and rely on. So we're not just dependent on a single advertising source. So from that piece of it, I'm excited about where you're going. The issue I've got is almost nobody, I've never been able to see anyone do this, is be able to do that all at once. So you don't want to say, hey, I'm going to try, you know, this month we're going to do AdWords and cold email and direct mail and search engine optimization, and, you know, that's going to kick you right in the butt, because advertising is tough, or marketing is tough, and client attraction is tough, and often it takes, or I shouldn't say often, almost every time, I can't think of an exception, it's going to take a couple iterations to make it work. So your first ad doesn't work, and then you tweak it, and you use the information you had from the beginning, and you make it better, and you just continue like that. So what I would do is probably kind of, I don't say turn off, because I don't know exactly where you're at, but to the best that you can without wasting money or stopping momentum that you've built, kind of turn off all the non-essential advertising you can. Pick the one that you had the best results from and focus all of your time and energy and money on that. So what of all the stuff that you're working with, what's probably giving you the best results? And we'll talk about that a little.
Email campaigns has got a lot of feedback, and also actually the last couple of months, the website has been generating some leads as well. So those two have really, you know, starting a fire, if you will.
Okay, good. So you've got a couple that are working. So I would focus all of my time. Is this cold email or warm email? Warm email, just for Cleaning Nation. Cold email means you don't know them. You just have their email address. And warm email is they have signed up for a lead magnet or come to an event or there have been customers. You've done a bit. Somehow you know them and you're emailing them. Which of these are you doing, or is it both?
Warm email.
Warm email. Okay, so you've got a list of people already?
Yes, sir.
Perfect, which is exactly what I talk about. So, yeah, first of all, warm email is going to be your, I mean, gosh, that's always going to be a winner because it's people that know you and like you. So he's doing exactly, depending on how much you've listened to or how many webinars or events you've been to with me, you know about the iceberg story. So you're moving into, instead of being the one bidder out with 100 bidders, or I'm sorry, you're moving from being the one of 100 bidders with just one client, which is the top of the iceberg, to the bottom of the iceberg, where it's just you and you're communicating with dozens or hundreds of prospective customers through email every month, correct?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
So that's correct. Always going to work. And the good thing about that is it should be effectively free, right? Of your budget, almost no money should be spent because you're just emailing people that have are on your list and have asked to be emailed, correct?
Well, actually, it is a subscriber that I'm using. And they put out different offers and stuff that I create.
Okay, so you shouldn't, for your own email list, you really shouldn't need... I mean, you might need an autoresponder, which is just a software like Infusionsoft or AWeber or MailChimp. There's a bunch of them, and they're, you know, a lot of them are just fine, so it doesn't make a big difference. So those go anywhere from free to $300 a month. So you might have a little bit of budget for software, but you shouldn't be paying a company to do emails to your list. So that's the first thing I would do is let me think here. So the first thing I would do is focus, bring that in house, because you're the best one that's going to be talking. Because this email should really be a two-man conversation in terms of, or two-way conversation at the very least, of customers asking you, you know, you getting feedback and knowing what's important to them, what's not important to them. So I wouldn't kind of outsource that out. So I would bring that in. I would pay just AWeber, MailChimp, free or $20 a month or whatever they charge to do it, but I would write the emails and take that in house. So you shouldn't be spending money on that. The second thing you said is you're starting to get some stuff from your website, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and is that from paid traffic or organic traffic, or do you know?
And I really don't know because I do a lot of paid traffic.
Okay,
but organically, it seems that it's been happening.
Okay, so, which is great. Yeah, that's great. So the first thing you need to do is we got to get tracking. Anytime you do any advertising, you have got to, it's absolutely crucial to know where the dollars are coming from so you can do your numbers in terms of here's my cost per lead, here's my cost per customer, so you can see if it's making money or not, right? Because if you're spending $5,000 a month on advertising and you're getting, you know, $500 a month in new customers, it's going to take you years to recoup your investment. But if you're spending $5,000 a month on new customers and you're getting $5,000 a month in new customers, those $5,000 really represent $60,000 a year. So I would absolutely pay $5,000 to get $60,000 a year of customers. So it's crucial that you know your numbers and kind of get that down in terms of, all right, what's working, what's not. So step one would be I would take your email process in-house. So you're doing that. Step two would be to get tracking on all of your traffic. Is this coming from paid or organic? And even all of your customers. So you kind of know, you want to know, anytime I'm coaching anyone, I want, like personally or in a small group, I need to know how many leads did you get this month? How many bids did you get this month? And how many sales did you get this month? And where did those come from? So we can move forward. So that's really, I think right now you're at a data problem. You need to know what's working, what's not working, what it's costing. So that's probably the right off the bat what I'd start you with is take the cold email in-house and really start getting some analytics on your web traffic, not just where the traffic's coming from, but who's buying, right? Because you might say, oh, I'm getting a ton of traffic from organic or search engines, but none of those people buy. I'm only getting a third of the customers or a third of the traffic from paid traffic, but 70% of them buy, right? So again, you want to look at it not just how where the traffic's coming from, but where your buyers are coming from. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Totally.
Okay. I don't want to overwhelm you. That's the other thing. I don't want to give you like, you know, 17 things to do. So I think that's a good start. That's going to really have an immediate benefit for you. So that said, any questions or thoughts on that before we move on to lightning round?
No, sir. That is right on time for me. I appreciate that.
All right, and let me encourage you. The fact that you're investing back in your business and your company, that's huge. You're on the right track. We just need to do a better job holding those dollars accountable and saying, hey, if I'm going to send you out, you better come back with some profit, right? If I send out a dollar in advertising, it dang well better come back with $1.10 or $1.20 or $1.50. But it's not acceptable to say, I don't know if it's coming back. And if it is coming back with how much, we got to get that. You got to nip that right in the bud.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, hopefully that's been helpful. Sounds like it's been really helpful. Let's hit the lightning round, and we'll ask you a couple questions and give you the opportunity to get back to Cleaning Nation. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, my friend. Question one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice I've ever received, always believe in yourself and always look forward and not backward.
I don't know who gave that to you, but it sounds like a wise human being. Thank you for sharing that. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
Oh, one that I shared today, but also, like I say, by God's grace, he lifted me up to go forward because I didn't have a plan going into it. So that would be the other portion of that advice is have some type of plan before you get into it, okay, or so you'll be scrambling up marbles.
Right, so the biggest mistake you made was getting into the cleaning business without having a good plan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And yeah, yes. What's that on the kind of the corollary to that question? What's the what's one piece of advice that or one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today to improve either their lives or their business?
I would encourage people to always look within and pull from within. Don't look outwardly to bring something in to better you. It's already there in your life. So pull it out and make it work for you.
Super encouraging thought. Thank you for sharing that. All right, Chris, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your passion and your desire to grow and your story. I know I appreciate all you guests, and I from the feedback I get, I promise you, Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Chris's show notes page and kind of get all the things that we talked about and everything else you need to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com.